Greg, if we could just start by, you know, I know this spring you guys were probably anxious to break ground and get going on the project, and probably about the time you were ready to do that, the pandemic hit. But can you tell us if that affected anything and kind of when you got going and for how long you've been working on both the golf course and the clubhouse?
The work began in earnest actually in February with the demolition of our clubhouse, cart barn, and range building, and that was just before the pandemic hit. When everything in Illinois started to shut down in March, that was right around the time that Golf Creations was getting ready to ramp up and start doing the on-course work. Thankfully, they were considered essential services and were able to continue with the construction, and we got on our way in the spring as planned with that. Our biggest holdup was the May rains, those the record rain of May for the third year in a row. That put back a little bit some of the earthwork around where the clubhouse site was going to be. So that was the only thing that was really impacted this year, timeline-wise.
You tore down the clubhouse, and then and it looks like you've been working at it all summer. I think I went by in July, and it looked like it was still kind of a dirt pile. So when did you get going on the clubhouse construction? Just tell us a little bit about what you're transforming that clubhouse into.
The foundation for the clubhouse was completed, I guess it had to be mid-summer, maybe even late July. You know, they took a lot of the earth that was excavated out of our relocated pond to build the site where the clubhouse currently sits. The grade at which the clubhouse is now 5 feet higher than it used to be, which is going to create just an awesome view to the backside of the property, which overlooks our new 10,000 square foot practice putting green, as well as give a great vantage point of our two first tees, the one for the Classic 18 East 9. That part of the clubhouse I'm so excited about. When you come up the 18th hole, the clubhouse is front and center, and you're going to see this beautiful structure that has a wonderful terrace on the back, which will be a great place for the community and golfers alike to drink and eat after the round or just for dropping by.
Well, Greg, the one thing that I did learn yesterday was that due to the fact that you've moved the clubhouse, you were able to take that first tee, that first hole, which was a par five, known as a short par five that I hear a lot of people used to get home on it too, and you've added 70 yards to that first hole to make it, shall we say, a real par five with some teeth in it. Tell us a little bit about the golf course changes and what Rick Jacobson may have created out there on the golf course.
The first tee is obviously one of the biggest overall changes. Yeah, very easily reached into par five has now been transformed into one that somebody playing from our furthest back tees is going to struggle to contend with the bunker along the right side at the crest or the top of the fairway. Throughout the golf course, we've regrassed it all with the bent grass style of 007, which is going to provide a superior playing surface to what we had in the past. We've also completely rebuilt all the Classic 18 greens. They used to be a clay push-up baked green, which held water, did not dry out very well, and it just was a really poor growing medium. It was probably the weakest part of our facility. It is now no longer going to be the challenge it was in the past. Our superintendent Mark and his crew have got a tremendous improvement in that area alone. So the focuses will be able to be spent elsewhere to help maintain and beautify the rest of the golf course instead of all the headaches that were created from those lousy growing environment we had. Rick also added some additional fairway runoff areas around some of the greens on the Classic 18, and then we completely regrassed the East 9. In addition to that, we had some low spots in a number of fairways that we've taken some of the pond fill from expanding some of our ponds to raise the fairways to where we won't have depressions that used to collect significant water during these major rain events, which will allow the golf course to become playable quicker and hopefully cut down the number of days in which we're closed altogether because it just was unpassable. Trying to think, the other big thing on the golf course would be prior to the renovation, our forward tees, which are played by a lot of our seniors and female players and juniors, beginners of the game used to have the hardest rating and slope of the forward tees of our immediate area when we're talking comparison to other public facilities. So we look to rectify that situation by adding new forward tees, which will make the course playable and give players that choose to play those tees a chance to get home in regulation instead of additional shots. So those are pretty much the high main things that were improved on the golf course.
Can you tell me about the practice facilities? It looks like you've created a second end to your driving range for some private lessons and some academy work. Also, really enlarged a putting green, and there's a chipping green and bunker out there near the first tee.
Yeah, we've done some major improvements there. Our old main putting green was really about 3,000 square feet, which was not nearly the size we needed it to accommodate the 55,000+ rounds that come through our facility on an annual basis. And it just would show its wear and tear pretty quickly. Rick has designed us a phenomenal 10,000 square foot main putting green that you'll pass by on your way to the first tee of either course. And then he also added a short game area, which will have a fairway and a bunker in which you can hit chip shots and pitch shots and bunker shots. Green is about the size of our old main putting green, and that's going to be our secondary practice area. So we're really excited about that and how it will give people that visit our facility an opportunity to have a good warm-up before they go out. As far as the practice range goes, we reorientated the west tee, which is where the public golfer comes to either warm up or practice. We flattened that tee out, and it'll have a better angle for hitting to our new targets, which are very much like playing on the golf course, so that they're almost a regulation green complex that you'll be hitting to. There's six of those, and seen from either side of the range. On the eastern side, located by our maintenance building, is a dedicated area for our academy, which will have both grass and astroturf to work from, as well as another smaller short game area, which is similar to the one that's up by the clubhouse. So our academy, which is a very active academy, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 students come through a year. We'll have just a great variety of different situations to practice from. So we're really excited about that.
Well, I know Mother Nature will play a role, but what are you hopeful for next year in terms of getting the golf course open? You know, midsummer, late summer, 4th of July, Labor Day. I'm sure you're hoping that the guys are going to be able to work inside in the clubhouse this winter, that you'll get far enough along that they can do that. Are you going to make sure that the clubhouse is open and operational? You know, when the golf course opens, will you try to open it all together, whatever date that might be?
Yeah, so the date is to be determined. God willing, we'll have a very cooperative spring. We'll have a quarter inch to half inch rains overnight and sun all day, and we'll have tremendous growing in and maturing in of the turf. The clubhouse, we are anticipating that it'll be done in early summer, with us having operations all open at once. And right now we're targeting late July. Hopefully by July 20th, that'll be kind of the plus or minus day that we're going to be working to hit. But with not knowing how spring's going to play out, it's hard to say if that's going to be reality or not. We think worst case scenario will be the first week of August. So that's kind of where we're at currently.